That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show with two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Nice. Should we record an album? Nice. This week we're reviewing Kevin Hart's Netflix heist extravaganza.
Wow.
Uber. Sorry, no, Lyft. First movie of 2024.
Wow, what a start.
What a start. I mean, I still have hope. No, let's not start off. Yeah.
Get a fair shake.
Let's just shake it off. Shake it off. You know, like in Crash when they used to tell you, like, everybody shake. But they were just like, you need to get rid of your fucking energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost nap time. Just fucking shake it out. Check it out. Check it out. So let's shake off the negative energy and let's go into this like only we can. Oh, that's my cue. That's not the right thing.
You're going to find it.
I will.
Wow.
Set. It's time for a review.
Wow.
It's fine, but I'm a team player. I use everything at my disposal.
GPS. Waze.
Doesn't matter. I'll get there. I just struggle. That so doesn't mean
as,
I don't.
So long as it remains the route less traveled
and
not the common route, the common throughway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a scenic route guy.
Anywho. I don't know how we segueing into
you,
this.
It's you and her, you dirty people.
This week we are reviewing Lyft, directed by F. Gary Gray. This movie stars Kevin Hart, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Vincent D'Onofrio, Sam Worthington, who looks really for trap now. What? I'm sorry. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Did he blast his avatar money already? That man looked like he came on hard times.
Don't you took payment up front. Nothing on the back end. Ursula Cobrero, Billy Magnuson, Yoon Ji Kim, Vivek Kalra, Jean Renault, who's our bad guy. Bern Gorman's another one of the bad guys. We saw him in Pacific Rim last night.
Yes, don't know.
Paul Anderson, Jacob Batalon.
I know some of those names.
Ned from Spider-Man.
What is the story, Jody?
A master thief is wooed by his ex-girlfriend and the FBI to pull off an impossible heist with his international crew on a 777 passenger flight from London to Zurich.
Ah, cool. Okay. Story-wise, yeah. It's pretty generic as far as heist films go. There are other films with more interesting premises.
One of F. Gary Gray's films.
Look.
Probably a better example of it.
I wasn't going to go straight into that, but Italian Job is, that's solid.
Maybe referenced a lot also.
Yeah, it is referenced here. There's a lot of references, actually. And you're talking about a director that is not new to the game.
Not new to the game. He's got
Friday, one of my favorites.
One of everyone's favorite movies.
Straight out of Compton.
Negotiator, Ross. Italian Job, as we said.
Fate of the Furious. What was he involved with there? Was he the director?
Yes, he was the director. Remember when Justin left?
Yes.
And James Wan didn't want to come back also. Yeah. And then F. Gary Gray came on. And then he left.
I feel like now, knowing that now, I can see the fate influences in this film.
Yes. That too. Anywho, set it off as well.
Wow.
So he's got a decent filmography.
Yeah. And if they didn't tell me that he directed this film, I wouldn't have known.
No, I don't think there's much direction in Netflix movies. I think it's all about vibe.
Just vibes.
Just vibes.
You have Kevin Hart, Master Thief Kevin Hart, and their first thievery. Their first act of thievery is
NFT-very. Yeah. Is Jacob Batalon, aka Ned, aka Nate, supposed to be Banksy? in those.
Yeah, I think a play on it. Yeah. Didn't the NFT market crash, Johnny?
No. Russ, that never crashed. That bra made money. Oh, wait, no, he didn't make money for NFTs. That Netflix.
Oh, no, he was a digital artist. Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like it ever really took off. Other than Justin Bieber, who else paid lots of money for NFTs?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, what's Jimmy Fallon?
No, they were all pumping that monkey one.
Yes.
Paris Hilton. Mm. But like, it literally, like, why would you include this? Mm. Everyone knows about this. Everyone knows that NFTs were a joke. Mm. And this is like your first heist of the movie is to steal an NFT, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of an eye blind because they turns out they
Van Gogh.
They aren't flossing it, but still the premise itself is
silly.
Yeah.
Vibes. Like I said, it's all about vibes. They throw info at you and it's like, now it's worth 90.
Yeah. 20 vibes. 80.
Why is it worth 90? Vibes.
Who knows?
That's why.
Yeah. Paid in Elon coin. Mm. So so then we meet some of the team. He's got a driver pilot.
Slash pilot, slash whatever. If it moves, she
if it
can.
Has wheels or wings, she can fly or drive it.
If it's got teats, you can milk them.
Yeah, just like a cat.
Yeah.
You've got your safe cracker.
Yes.
I enjoyed him.
Yeah. He's like the new play the weird German.
Yeah.
Right? He's.
But he wasn't German in this one.
he was something. So he's been in Game Night, No Time to Die, Big Short.
He's times. Good in Game Night.
Yeah.
He's also there for vibes, but yeah. I enjoy his vibes.
He has the most fun,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the only one who really knew what type
he's
of
the vibiest one.
Yeah. The vibiest of the vibes.
The vibiest of the vibes.
There's an engineer who apparently just does things on remotes.
Yeah, he engineers things on remotes. Yeah. Remote controlled engineering.
Don't seem bold anything, but.
It's like your fidgets, actually.
These remotes.
Yeah, yeah. These
remotes. So you should be able to identify.
Yeah, of course. And there's another person.
The master of disguise.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, you've got Vincent D'Onofrio. He's I did enjoy him.
I think also vibiest of the vibes.
Yeah, second vibiest. He knows what he's in.
Yeah, he knows what he's in.
And then you have the Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Mbatha,
my bad. Yeah. She's the
FBI agent. Who
no, she's
Interpol agent.
Interpol, because this is an international film.
If you didn't know,
they go around Europe.
Yeah, all of it. So she's our Interpol agent who she's had a relationship with Kevin Hart's character, and now needs to work with him.
It was a work week.
Yeah,
spent together.
5 days. 5 day multi undercover.
It was a work week, and she's trying to catch him. And there's she says, "Oh, there's a thing afoot, and there's this exciting chase." And then they're in Venice, right?
Yeah.
And then are those things real?
The canal thing. I've never seen that referenced in another movie, so I doubt it.
Wow. No, but even
I don't know.
If they are real, what do they do?
They block boats.
That's what I said.
That's all they do, block boats.
When they were chasing Kevin's art and that stuff came up, and you asked me, what is that for? And I'm like, just to block
boats. And don't you just love that they do it staggered as opposed to just all coming up at the same time for the boat?
Yeah, the boat had to make its way through. They can't, engineering-wise.
Have you ever been boat blocked before?
No, never. I've only been on...
beta blockers.
Yeah, or the one waterfront boat I think I went on. That was cool. I went to Robben Island. That's another boat.
Nice.
But not like a recreational boat. Mm. I don't have rich enough friends.
Yeah, no.
So then...
Oh, then we have Jean Renault.
Jean Renault. He's fine, I guess.
Mm. Also, he's growing his hair out. Right?
Yes, he is. I mean, he's accepted it.
I feel like we're setting the tone already.
Yeah, I'm really trying. Yeah. I am.
Abby, we're trying.
We are trying.
There's only so much to work with here.
Then they go and they do a thing and they are caught out for but not really, because she goes to have a conversation with him instead of like the SWAT team.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked the whole SWAT team to find them and be
arrest them and then.
You guys are in big shit.
Yeah.
As opposed to. one-on-one convo.
I'll tell you why they didn't do that.
They had to establish their relationship.
No, goes into probably my biggest issue from this whole movie. And I know I'm being a bitchy unreasonable because this is done in every movie where you have a short lead actor. But the forced perspective stuff, Ross, really messed with really messed with me. And it really upset me.
Okay.
Because once I noticed it, I couldn't get away from it.
Okay.
So the reason they didn't do like a whole arrest.
I fear I wasn't paying enough attention to notice it.
But when you do, I'm gonna give you examples. And
I can't wait.
You're going to rewatch it and you're going to be like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, don't know if I'm rewatching this one.
You sure? Sunday night viewing.
No. Tell me about the forced perspective.
To explain forced perspective, not everyone's the same height in life. Sometimes you have someone who's taller and shorter.
Yes, Abby.
When you do a forced perspective, you create an illusion that someone's bigger.
Right? A good example of this is Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. Gandalf the Grey.
Exactly. That's Hagrid in Harry Potter as well, because I don't know if you know about that, but he's not really a giant.
he also had lifts, yeah. Just like Ron DeSantis. Yes. Yeah.
So the movie, the reason they didn't arrest him is because then Kevin Hart would have had to be standing and a lot of people would have been standing around him and they would have seen the difference in height, which they so blatantly tried to hide in this film.
Wait, now give me an example.
So it starts off with him and Gugu being the same height.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, like, I don't think they're the same height. So I go down the rabbit hole. 162 versus 157. Kevin Hart is 1.57 meters tall. Gugu Mbatha is 1.62. So already 5 centimeter difference that's being played off as Kevin Hart being slightly taller than
wow.
The entire time. Then, Ross, every other shot that Kevin is in, people are either sitting, all sitting down, and he's the only person standing, or they frame him from lower angles and really tight so that he looks really big and really tall all the fucking time. And once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it to the point where I think I spoiled Jenna's viewing experience because I just kept pointing it out to her
as soon as I
got into it.
Especially on the part where they were outside and they came in and people were on the car. Like
yes. They are always all sitting around.
When he talks to Vincent D'Onofrio as well, he's always sitting. And Vincent D'Onofrio is sitting.
Always sitting.
Because, I mean, Vincent D'Onofrio, he's 2 meters. Tall.
Yes. Yeah. And I couldn't abide by it, Russ. I couldn't.
Insane.
But it's because it also then messes with the plot. Because there's times where he's doing stuff that just doesn't make sense for him to do.
Like standing.
Yeah. And I think the only reason that they did it so intensely is because...
He is so aggressively short.
Yeah. He's so aggressively short.
Because 157. Abby's 151.
Yes.
He's only taller than her.
Exactly.
That is very short.
She could corpse kid him if she wanted to.
That's...
So the issue that I think they were sitting with is that he doesn't pull off the quiet charisma part as a leader, and they need to find other ways to create an illusion of power from him.
Thank you.
And it was just messing with my mind that they were forcing it so hard. Look at this man. Look how powerful he looks.
Look how cool he is.
Look how cool he is. Even the, you know, our biggest example of this is The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
With the drip, 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 drip.
Yeah.
That kept happening here in scenes that he's in where they're trying to show that he's bigger than the person he's talking to.
Yeah.
And he's really not.
He's not.
He's yeah.
Not. We know he's not.
So that whole thing of like him not being able to pull off powerful leader, like the one that everyone would go to. It just causes issues for them.
No, it does. And I think he was miscast in this film.
Yeah.
I'll get to my...
I just dived right in.
No, there. I've been...
I thought I'd pace it.
I was wrestling with some things, but we were discussing the story. I don't know if it matters, but they get caught. They now have to work with Interpol in order to stop this guy from using gold to kill people.
I guess. I don't know what the purpose of the gold was.
I don't even know how he started the flood. I think I looked away.
Yeah. I also...
And they were just... Because it was for emotional stakes, right? So they were like, oh, here's a flood. He killed all these people.
But then they're like, 10 people have drowned. I'm like, wow.
We have to do the right thing. And then... I mean, it's no Gaza.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, he goes through the...
Hashtag European Lives Matter.
So then, he gets the team to work for Interpol, and then he says he'll only work with Gugu.
She must be there.
Gugu must be there. Fine. And then things happen.
Yeah. Hijinks ensue.
Performance wise, Abby did not like Gugu's
performance.
Terrible. She was my only saving grace, I think.
No.
At some point, I was just like, yeah, I don't mind her.
But watch it again.
No.
Abby, I went too deep the first time. You
haven't heard. The safecracker guy was my favorite.
Yeah, he's comic relief.
He knew also this was not a serious thing. And he was just like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. He was patting hat.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, Sam Worthington with his boy, homeboy line.
Yeah.
Generic bad guy just does it for me.
Generic racist bad guy.
Yeah.
And that was also very strange. That scene where they go to the park and then he manspreads so that Kevin Hart. I was like, what is this?
Never seen that happen.
This is a fucking Interpol agent. Yeah. What is happening?
Yeah, that I can confidently say that no one has ever manspread like that in front of me.
Yeah,
to
stop
and, like,
someone from
sitting next to a
to
girl.
Intimidate you. Nah. Like, look how tight my ball sack.
His entire character is a caricature of
a collection of like, bad agents.
Like toxic masculinity, bad agents. Feel like they shoved it far enough down the
throat. Wow. So performance-wise, I think the only one that was really miscast was Kevin Hart.
Mm.
I didn't enjoy Gugu's performance, but it is what it is.
She's a damsel.
Yeah, but Kevin Hart, and it speaks to what you said, is he just doesn't have the minerals for this.
No.
And it, as someone who has had issue with Kevin Hart films in the past, I wanted him to do something different.
And I think I've been more forgiving of his movies than you have. Yeah. Like there's some
but
that
you're
I'll,
more forgiving in general.
You know, the dark side. Yeah. So I thought that there is a potential for him to pull off the type of role that they want.
Sure. But he went full R word.
Yeah. You never go full.
Never R-word. Go full R word.
But you know, and there's that scene where he's talking to her about, I was the kid in class who was wondering about the questions that weren't being asked.
We know you were the class clown.
Like, no. She's like, you were the class clown. He's like, no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was a quiet kid.
I was a quiet kid. I didn't say anything.
Like, no one believes you.
No one believes it. We've seen too much. We've seen too much.
But that's not on him. That's on the fucking writing. Why would they write that for him?
Vibes.
That's on the it's on the whole creative team behind it. But again,
that's why it's not the worst.
No, but you can blame him because he produces his own films.
I don't know if you saw, but Art Foundation was the first production company that was listed.
Heartbeat.
First company that was listed.
You were like, Kevin Hart cares about your cholesterol.
Actually, Art Foundation is Bret Hart and the Hart family.
You're like the Hart Foundation. Heartbeat Productions is his company.
And they were the first listed one on
he
the credits.
He put himself in this. Don't look at your phone here. Look at me. He put himself in this role. It's his fault.
He's not experienced enough.
Yes.
I don't think.
I agree.
No, but I don't think he can pull off this type of role ever.
No. You need a certain amount of Kevin Hart in there for it to work.
Yes.
And they took too much of it
out. They took all of it out.
Yeah.
And now you look at what's he done with Netflix so far.
Mm.
Right? It's this. It's that Man in Toronto.
Man Toronto.
Man Called Toronto.
Man from?
Fatherhood.
Fatherhood.
Which I actually enjoyed and I think
I didn't watch that
really
one.
Good in. And there's one other one that's now part of his Netflix contract, right? But it has been bombing. Like those other movies, apart from Fatherhood, have gotten horrible, like Rotten Tomatoes scores, bad reviews by critics in general.
Yeah.
And then they think, like, let's do this.
This is not the answer.
It's not.
It's not. You don't have the charisma. He doesn't have the screen presence that Danny Ocean has.
Yeah.
All those leaders in those heist films were chosen for a reason. Mm. You can't force yourself into that at all, especially when you don't have the chops for it. Mm. And I feel like even though he wanted to make a heist film, because of who he is, they could have done something so refreshing where he is the leader, but he's a different kind of leader.
Yes, and they use all of what makes Kevin Hart Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Instead. And I still think, watch Fatherhood at some point, because that's a movie that utilizes his humor in good ways.
And his dramatic stuff.
And the dramatic stuff. And it works.
Yeah.
It's one of the better films to actually see he can do both of those things.
Yeah.
But when you just try and force a new persona on a character that can't be pulled off, it falls flat.
He just doesn't have the hype for it.
No. but now, and the
and that would have been interesting, right? A short king as your
confident
your
short
mastermind,
king. A confident short
100%.
But now this is why I say, like, I'm unreasonable, because your Tom Cruises of the world, who are also like 1.7 in the world, where everyone is like 1.8, 1.9.
Yeah, but he's been fooling the world for years. It's too Kevin Hart is still a baby in that
game. So exactly. So when Tom Cruise is being made to look as tall as everyone else around him, it's also the camera doing work with angles and lifts with him, and even platforms and like putting him on a platform and
his
stuff.
His co-stars on bare feet.
Yeah, or they are sunken into the ground. Any number of things. Cut him off at the shin. They do that stuff. But because he's got the charisma to pull off the leader of the IMF,
you believe it.
Mm. You buy into it. Whereas with this,
nah, bruh.
Okay, that aside, actual heist, right? So the plan is they need to steal the gold. They have to steal a plane.
Yeah.
Basically.
Or borrow a plane.
How did you feel about the heist elements of this movie?
It was just like, it was so dated the way they shot things, and those CGI shots where they go into the inner world. I was like, what CGI, year is this?
The CGI was terrible.
No, but again,
Jenna doesn't complain about that stuff. And when she saw the planes flying, she was like, this is really bad.
Yeah, but again, I mean, budget restrictions is budget restrictions. You don't know. I couldn't find the budget for this one.
It's Netflix. That's why. It's a pyramid scheme. There's no figures being released.
I couldn't find the budget per se, but I imagine they didn't have a lot. And a lot of the hand-to-hand and action and things happens inside a plane set. So those aren't expensive. Mm. The fact that that was a creative choice to show, you know, the inner workings of things and try to be slick and cool. I was like, this is so dated. Mm. We've seen this so many times before in the 2000s, in the 2010s. Like, why are
but
we...
Maybe that's the director's influence.
No, 100, like, you know, definitely. Now because now it reminded me of the F8 and...
Italian drama.
Yeah, and I'm like, you need to evolve, bruh. Mm. If you're trying to do something new or refresh... But who knows if that was even the goal?
Gold bars was even in Italian Job.
Yeah.
Right? That was the... Edward Norton was selling the gold
they
bars.
They needed the weight. That's why they spent so much time reinforcing the minis and stuff.
They didn't even change that up.
Should I watch Italian Job?
Yeah, adult up.
Okay, great. Yeah, they didn't change. But again, he didn't write the script, I think. Mm. No, it was actually written by another guy who's one other movie...
Was Six Underground or some cuck?
12 Rounds.
Oh, wow.
With John Cena.
That vehicle.
Vehicle.
That spawned a franchise.
Oh, really? 24 Rounds.
More Restless.
Oh, okay.
The Miz was in there.
the sequel no, was
no math. No math.
Okay. I have a lot of issues with this one. I didn't think it would be as bad as it was for me.
Mm.
I don't know. Should we go into spoilers? Yeah. Only spoilers.
I mean, we can tell people what happened with the heist and whatnot.
Okay, so is it a cry or a nigh for you?
Unfortunately, it's a bad start for the year, my friend. It's a nigh for me.
It's also a nigh for me. I had hope. This is the thing. With Kevin Hart, I'll always give Kevin Hart a chance.
At certain points, I thought I could be like, you know what? Despite me being frustrated, it's still okay. The movie.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. And this is not okay. And we shouldn't stand for it.
No.
No. But I will always give Kevin Hart a chance because I am always interested. I love his interviews where he's candid and he's himself. That's my
he's
favorite.
He's heart to heart.
The series. Yeah. Like, that's peak Kevin Hart for me. Mm. And I would like him to do something where the quality matches those things in terms of his films. But yeah, it's a nigh for me as well. Mm. Kevin Hart is short.
Yeah.
It's
about the gold you met along the way.
Yeah. They do a switcheroo and they steal the gold for themselves.
At some point.
And then they take a photo of it and they sell an NFT.
And then, what's his name? Don Omar starts playing. Danza Guduro. You know, there was a part.
Vin Diesel pulls up at the end.
Vin Diesel's like, time for a crossover.
Have you heard of Jason Momoa?
Your friends need to be family. Jen was like trying to figure out stuff, like as the movie's going along.
Yeah, I can do that.
There's going to be a reveal that it was actually a twist, that they were stealing this thing. And that's the thing. Did you watch the heist episode of Rick and Morty?
I think so. Because, that's an old one.
Yeah. Dan Harmon must absolutely hate heist movies. And when you watch a movie like this, you can understand why. His point is that they make heist films where it's no one could have foreseen all that stuff should have happened, man.
Yeah.
Like the police realized halfway through that it was a fake robbery, so they did this. But actually, you knew they would realize it's a fake robbery, so you did this to actually counterpoint that. It's like, that's not how life works.
No.
But in this movie, you just get more of that.
Yeah. What else are they supposed to do? You don't expect you don't expect much from this?
No. So you just have twist on twist on twist.
This actually could explain the NFT thing. The filming in Venice took place in May 2022.
That perfectly explains the NFT thing.
Yeah.
That was peak NFT season, bruh.
And then they maybe like, don't release it in 2023.
Like, people won't care. They didn't know Ross is going to watch it.
There's a instance where they are on this flight and the bad guys are in charge of the plane and these fighter jets come up and then the agent that she works with orders them to shoot it down knowing that they're civilians on there, and she finds out at the end and then she leaves Interpol and she joins the heist family. What do they call themselves? The Lift Club.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yo.
That was a good one.
Yo.
She's angry. No, you ate, bitch.
You just had a...
But she joins the Love Club, obviously, for love to...
Yeah.
More love.
Yeah.
For the free Opera. Love to Opera. That's the sequel. That's kind of what happens. And you kind of see that coming. I mean, you know where it's going. She gets to see Kevin Hart in a new light in this leadership role.
I think the only time I laughed was their relationship, romance is also like that's the central love story, right?
When he's talking to Vincent D'Onofrio.
Like, you look at her, you have that look on your face like...
And then he does it. I mean, was that?
You know, that... Embrace that side.
You just, it doesn't need to be all the time. No. You just give us moments. Give us moments. Exactly. And they only gave us one or two.
Yeah.
Maybe just one.
And the rest of the time it's all him trying to talk like this. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm thinking of the questions you haven't even thought of.
I'm a smart, quiet kid in class. You don't know that about me.
And now.
Now you do. And then I look at you like this.
And then she's just like,
oh, take me now.
Take me now.
And so the gold turns out to be wood that the Interpol gets. And classic setup for a sequel. They left it open-ended. Not open-ended, but you know, the Timor gets away and they have everything and they have all this money. And now you know Netflix is just going to look at the viewing numbers and they're going to give it a sequel if they get enough views.
Do you know what part completely just like fucked with my head? So the plane gets rerouted, right? That guy is also pretty funny. The air traffic control guy that they...
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one in the wheelchair. Yeah.
It's like, do you not trust because I'm in a wheelchair? That guy is also like, I liked him. But he reroutes the plane to the small little landing strip in the mountain.
Yeah.
And he like strokes the captain's ego. No, you'll be able to land there.
Extremely dangerous.
It's like the conditions in wherever are bad.
Yeah.
It's better, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then they come down, and it's snowdrifts the height of the plane, and an icy track and no buildings. It's a mountain.
Dark clouds.
Dark clouds.
Yeah, everywhere.
And that captain's like, yeah, this yeah, is like this a good is, landing. Like,
solid advice.
Solid landing. I'm loses the wings. That plane starts, goes into a broadslide immediately. He's Tokyo drifting. And he's totally confident that that air traffic controller was not no. taking him for a cut at any point.
Oh, there was also a funny moment there on the landing strip where the safecracker guy was being held at gunpoint. Mm. And then he does a thing and he takes the gun and yeah. he's like, I hate guns.
Yeah.
And you're like, back. Yeah, and the guy shoots.
And it blows up in his hand.
And he screams. And then he's like, okay, you do actually hate guns. Because he knew what he was doing. He just didn't think he would see
that,
it.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But overall, they need new executives at Netflix, I think. And they need to manage their money better.
Whatever. Bruh, this pyramid scheme. This is them taking us for a cut. Because who approves but these
they
movies?
Made, they made quite a few, right? I mean, Heart of Stone.
Yeah.
That was also Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't bother watching that. That's why it was
not good.
It's
just because it didn't make my list on the previous episode doesn't mean it wasn't in the running, because that wasn't good.
Atrocious.
There was another one.
I like The Gray Man that came out.
I also like The Gray Man.
So, and that was also big budget film. There's The Six Underground, the Ryan Reynolds stuff.
Terrible.
Red Notice, that was the biggest.
Horrible. One.
That's getting a sequel. So when they like go on about the number of hours that people are watching these movies, they like, this movie's a hit on Netflix. Like there's a lot of articles coming out now like, this film bombed, but it's now a hit on Netflix. So what?
Yeah.
That means nothing. Doesn't translate that, into money.
You're not getting money from that.
People can watch that movie 100 times.
People aren't subscribing for that film.
No.
They're just watching it.
So unless they
they're just using a service that they already
unless
have.
Unless they're doing some type of Spotify model.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you pay one subscription fee and then the royalties get divvied out to people who are supposed to get
That's
it.
Not happening.
Which we know is not the case.
Yeah.
What difference does it make if a movie is a hit because it's being watched a lot on Netflix?
Yeah, it's not a hit.
None.
But that's why they're going to bring in the tier system for the subscriptions, and they're going to do ads.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming, bruh. There's nothing we can do. I hope Kevin Hart learns from this. Kevin? Hart?
Big fan.
Mr. Hart Foundation? I hope you learn from this.
This is an intervention.
And it's coming from a place of love because I do enjoy Jumanji 1 and 2.
Amazing.
He's so good.
That when is you, peak.
Yes. When you are used in the right way, you can move mountains, my friend.
Mustard and seed, Opel.
This is not the vibe.
No.
Even though this movie was just vibes, this is not the vibe.
All vibes.
Nah.
Kevin, doing this with your voice doesn't mean that I think you're smart.
So yeah, turns out first movie review of 2024, not a great one, but we are excited for what's to come. And don't lose hope, my friends.
Yeah.
Even Netflix has some good ones once in a while.
There will be some good stuff. There's bad things in life, Ross.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a fraud movie and this is just a Kakalakis movie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You gotta take the whites with the blacks.
Yeah. What does what mean?
That's
we'll never know.
That's up to you. Your answer to that question will tell me whether you're racist or not.
Yeah. So tell us whether you watched day one of ICJ or day two.
Apparently some people had no choice. They only saw day two in the Western media. But yeah, South Africa for the win. We have no shout outs because the year just started. Jody has a shout out. I stand corrected.
I have a shout out. Cheslin Rittman. He randomly came up to me to say hi. He's a big fan of the show.
Ooh.
And he lives in Glenhaven. And
that's creepy.
We were in church on Christmas Day.
You go to church?
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Latter-day Saints?
No.
Oh.
Boondock. So, shout out to Cheslin.
Thanks, Cheslin. Why didn't you come up to me, though?
You weren't in church.
So, I will never see you, Cheslin.
Never, ever. Unless you come and record.
No, but did he know you beforehand?
I have never met him. And he apparently had seen Jenna at church the other week and also told her how much he loves the show.
Wow.
And then when he saw me, he was like, good job, man. Guys are doing great. Love the show.
Shout out Cheslin.
Cheslin, man.
Yeah. You know what? Even though I think religion is a lie, I'm glad you
this has brought me over.
No,
it's the one fan that I'm
glad you met Jody in church. And keep talking to Jody.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
I'm the social one.
Shout out, Cheslin. Mm. If someone wanted to find us to agree with us about Kevin Hart's height,
how 157.
How would they do that, Jody?
They would go to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, or they could write to us by spicebookbrasa@gmail.com.
Dala, what you must. And first movie of the year in the bag. Looking forward to the rest of it. Stay good for Knox
and Charlie.